VWA, mobile.
4 HKX, mobile.
Listening.
QCQ, this is KZ4TMA, testing new equipment, requesting a signal report, KZ4TMA.
TMA, KO4EEA.
EEA, thanks for the reply. Just set up a new dual bander, first time trying to hit the repeater. I'm eager to hear how I'm coming through, please, KZ4TMA.
I copy you very well, go ahead.
That's great to hear. This is a whole new experience for me. I'm a relatively new ham, and so far I've only been using a small 5-watt handheld, and I'm down in the southern part of Greenville. My neighbors say we're downtown, but I think we're a little bit south of downtown, and this little handheld just can't make it out. So it's fun to properly hit the repeater, and I look forward to checking into the net a few times. But it's good to make contact. Tell me where you're calling in from.
We're sitting in the parking lot of Dingles over here in Anderson. Go ahead.
It's good to hear. But like I said, my name is Simon. Live in South Greenville, and I'm pretty new to this. So again, just really excited to hit the repeater, and I appreciate the signal report. Do you check in regularly on any nets here?
I'm more or less listening to the nets instead of checking in, but I do have to listen to some of the conversations that goes on. Yeah, my name's Steve, by the way, KO4EEA, and I just like to listen a lot. I don't do a whole lot of talking, but I do a lot of listening there. Go ahead.
To is Steve, KO4EEA. Yeah, thank you. And again, I'm Simon, KZ4TMA. Yeah, I look forward to checking into a couple times and trying to get in some conversation. Again, I'm new at this, so one of the things I've been wondering about is actually just about equipment purchases. I managed to get this rig found someone on Facebook Marketplace and then put the pieces together and, you know, got the other parts, the antenna, that sort of thing. But, you know, when it comes to buying good used equipment, what does the ham community do? Are there good websites for this, or is it more just local word of mouth and, you know, people trading stuff between their own local clubs?
QRZ website, QRZ.com, I think they have phone it, and there's several websites where you can find good used equipment, but most of the time when you buy used equipment like that, most of the hams that I know of recommend either ICOM, Yaesu, or Kenwood, and they have the Bofangs and stuff like that. They're made in China, but they do pretty good, but a lot of those are handhelds, but like I said, most people, you know, most of the hams that I know of, they use either the ICOMs or the Kenwoods or the Yaesus. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. No, so when I first got my license, I picked up a little Bofang handheld, and that was fun to learn on. But like I said, I couldn't really hit the repeater too well. And the unit I'm testing today is actually a Yaesu. It's a dual bander. Found it for a great price online. But I'm really excited to see what it can do. So I'm pretty happy with my equipment for now. I think I might like to upgrade my antenna at some point, try a little something else. So that's why I was wondering about websites or local clubs. It would probably just be for an antenna, I think.
So I bought a Yaesu 991 Alpha, and I built my own antennas for that thing. Of course, it gets, UHF and VHF. Go ahead.
Got it. This is a dual bander, so mine's the FT7900R. So it'll do VHF and UHF, and I've got a simple dual band antenna. It's a Comet antenna, I think SBB2, and this is the first time I've used it, so the fact that I'm talking to you well means it's working fine. But like I said, at some point I'll probably want to upgrade to something a bit larger. So yeah, that's why I was curious about the sites. Well, listen, I kind of snuck out here to test this equipment. I'm supposed to be inside helping get everything ready for dinner, so I'm going to head off here in a minute, and I'll be clear after your final. But, Steve, it's good to make your contact. I'll go jot down your call sign in case we come across each other on the airwaves again. And thanks very much for the signal report. I was just excited to see if I could hit the repeater, and I appreciate the report.
Talking to you too. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Echo Alpha saying 73s to you, and I'll be standby.
Six. Simon, you can listen to the net on Wednesday night, and Gary does a swap net where they trade stuff and sell stuff.
HKX, if I'm not mistaken, from all the listening I've been doing lately, that might be Patrick. Am I right? Great to be in touch. I can't remember. I overheard you chatting with somebody recently, and like I said, I've just been listening more than talking because I've been on my little handheld and haven't been able to really get on the air myself yet. But thanks for letting me know. So tell me about this Wednesday night net. I mean, I know about the net that happens every night at 9 on this repeater. Are you saying that Wednesday nights in particular they focus on equipment or something, or are you talking about a different net on Wednesday nights?
No, it's this net. Wednesday night, Gary will do a swap net. They'll do the roll call just like usual, and then after that, they will have a swap net where he'll have a list of stuff that's for sale or trade, or you can put on there that you're looking for something, that kind of stuff. So it's a good place to make contacts locally, and you can actually try the stuff out.
Brilliant. That's exactly what I was looking for. So if I want to register my interest in something, do I just say that when I check in, or is there some way that you, is there a database online I need to go put my name and what I'm looking for? How do I register what I'm interested in buying or what I'm interested in selling?
This is, because I've never done it, but what they're doing is, what I've seen or heard happen, is when they check into the net, they'll just let Gary know that they have a comment. And then when Gary gets done with the net, he'll come back around for comments on that. And that's how they get it in there. If he's listening, he might be able to give you more information on that.
Very much. Yeah, that's everything I need to hear. I will check the Wednesday night nets. That's really good to know. Thanks to you both. Patrick, it's fun to connect with you. I've heard you on a couple times. And Steve, thanks for the signal report. I'll listen for just another second or two in case Gary's listening, wants to tell me anything else about the Wednesday night swap net. But otherwise, I'll be clear after this, and I'll be heading in just a minute. KZ4TMA, clear.
Simon, if you wanted to tonight when you check in, you could get on the RagTube portion of it and just let people know that you're kind of interested in that, and they will be glad to give you more information. It's a great group of guys that do this, and will help you any way they can. When I started, everybody was super helpful. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
Yeah.
Been wanting information about the swap net. This is Kilo 4 Romeo Mike, K4RM. If you come back, I'll give you a little bit.
K4RM, this is KZ4TMA. I'm still here. I'd love to hear a little bit of information before I run back inside. Thank you.
I wanted to let you know that on Wednesday nights when Gary does the swap net, before he reads off the stuff, he'll say, does anybody have anything to add to the swap net, or does anybody have anything to take away? And at that point, you can call net control and tell him you have something to put on. And actually, when you check in on the roll call, when you check in, you can tell him that you want to put something on the swap net, and he'll check you in, and then he'll say, I'll get back with you. I'll come back to you when I get ready to do the swap net to see what you want to add or take away. Over.
That's really helpful. No, thanks. So with what Patrick told me and with what you're telling me now, I think I'm all set. I know how to participate. And I'll probably just listen in the first time or two. I'm just kind of eager to hear how it works. And I'm not in any big hurry to get any more equipment, but it's good to know where I could, especially if I wanted to upgrade this antenna. But if you don't mind, come back to me with your name. I'm excited to make some contacts here. Again, I'm Simon, KZ4TMA.
TMA, this is K4RM. Name is Fred, Foxtrot, Romeo, Echo, Delta. Call sign Kilo 4, Romeo, Mike. Nice to meet you, Simon.
Thanks, I've got you as K4RM. And yeah, thanks for peeking up and me in on those details. Patrick, if you're still listening, thanks again to you. And Steve, if you're still on, thanks again for that report. This time I'm really going to drop. I got to get inside. So KZ4TMA, clear.
Glad to meet you. Be safe, and look forward to talking to you again. This is K4RM. All clear.
4ZLK. Just
real quick. I got to get out here in a minute. Haven't heard you in a while. Just wanted to say hello.
It's been pretty good. I spend most of my time these days on HF, not much on 2 meter, but I do listen quite a bit. Hope you're well.
I appreciate it. I know I got a little flutter on my signal, so I'm trying to stay off, but got a new cord coming. Hopefully that'll take care of it. Good to hear you. Patrick, hello, and Simon, hello, and everyone else. M4ZLK.
Take care, yeah. Yeah, you will look just a tad bit choppy, but very readable. Take care, my friend, and we'll talk later. N4ZLK, K4RM.
Talk to you, or good to hear you today. KO4HTX.
KO4KCL.
M4WHM, KO4HKX.
For HKX. Hey, Bill. For HKX, did I miss you, Bill?
For HKX, calling W4HM. You still out there? KO4HKX, clear.
HKX, KN4, VWA.
KO4HKX, hey, Steve.
I got that paperwork done.
I could get done. I went and had a hot date with my wife, so I'm just now getting back in the door.
And the date continues. Hey, I picked up my radio, and just as soon as I can get things situated, I'm thinking I'm going to go ahead and put up a 2 meter beam.
I know how it works out for you. I'm going to have to give it a try.
Oh boy, and what did you say that frequency was that everybody's using? 145?
A second, it was a range of frequencies. Let me look it back up right quick. HKX. I got it, Steve. It's 144.176 through 144.205.
6 through 245?
205.
176 through 205. Okay. All right. I may try to do a little bit of listening in on there tonight and see what I find.
You know, I'm trying to play with it a little bit myself. So, I don't know. It may be different around here because that says it's up toward New York and all that, but it also says other areas, so just have to play with it and see what we can find.
There you go. All right, well, I'm hot footing at home with my new-to-me radio. And I'll talk to you again soon. Get in there and finish your lovely evening with your lovely wife. KN4BWA, I'm clear up your phone.
Steve, you have a good evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
We're trying to make a contact.
Trying again, young one. KN4BWA.
K-O-4-K-C-L.
How are you today? This is Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. My name is Steve. What's yours?
My name's Anna, and I am doing good today.
Well, good. Now, have you got your dad there with you working the radio? Well, good. Are you keeping him straight?
WHM monitoring.
For KN4 BWA, I'm clear.
Hello, can you copy me now?
Go ahead, this is Steve, KN4 BWA, young one.
Contact with me.
Understand you, say it one more time.
Thank you for trying to make a contact with me.
Well, you're very welcome. And hopefully your dad will show you how to make things work the right way there. I'm sure he will. So, Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. I'm clear. You have a good day.
Okay, CL is clear. 73Q.
KWAK4OIM.
OIM. K4VWA. What's up, Walt?
Was listening to you earlier and heard you inquiring about 144. I forgot the frequency now. What are you going to do? Try to get around and play some sideband on 2 meters?
176 through 205, and yep, I'm thinking that's exactly what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to have enough room on the top of this new tower I'm going to put up, and I'm going to put that 2 meter beam over my, over my Cushcraft D4 rotatable dipole, and that way, when I'm on N3SJP, I see lots of 2 meter people on there from overseas. And I'm thinking maybe I might just try to hit them.
About doing the same thing, Steve. I've got about 42 footer tower out here. And I've got a rotator and control box. And I was seriously thinking about getting a 2 meter beam. And I'm going to put that Cushcraft A3 up and stick that 2 meter beam on top of it and see if I could do any sideband work on 2 meters. And I'd like to try some CW on 2 meters.
Absolutely no knowledge or experience on 2 meter with this very subject, but I think that's why I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot.
See some 2 meter sideband nets around, but I don't know what frequency on, because I ain't found anyone besides me that was even interested in 2 meter sideband. But man, I gotta wait now before I can do anything to see if I'm gonna be in the hospital or what's gonna come of this mess.
How's it going now, Walt?
Yesterday, and they done an upper GI on me and a colonoscopy, and they said there was that wasn't covered in peptic ulcers. That's the reason I went, was because I've been having acid reflux real bad. And I've lost 16 pounds in a little over 2 weeks. Then they found a growth on my esophagus. They done a biopsy on that and sent it off. And they turned around and found 8 polyps in my colon. And I got to go back in 3 weeks to get the results of what the biopsies they've done so far, so they can determine what directions we're going to go with all this.
Walt, you do know the absolute first thing right out of their mouth is going to be, don't you?
Operate.
No, the ulcers, you can help get them under control real fast by stopping smoking.
I think that's what's done it, Steve. I've been taking, I was on 800 milligrams of omeprazole. That is you have to have a prescription for it. All it is that Pepcid, over-the-counter Pepcid, but it's stronger. And I've been on that for about 10 years. And about 6 months ago, I went to the doctor at the VA, and I was telling her about my acid reflux, And she said, let me see, you already all know Omeprazole. I said, well, ma'am, that's another thing I want to talk about. I said, on the news, they saying Omeprazole is causing stomach ulcers and cancer, stomach cancer. And she said, well, Walt, you're going to die from something else before you die from that. And she doubled my dose. I'm taking, let's see, what was I? I was on, taking 40 milligrams, and she doubled it to 80. And that is when I've really started having problems with the acid reflux, Steve.
I'll tell you flat out, about 60 or 70% of cases of ulcers in the stomach is caused by cigarettes. That there's a bacteria that you get from the tobacco, and it gets into the stomach lining, and that's what causes those ulcers. And they treat it with an antibiotic if you quit smoking, and it clears it right up.
Been thinking about quitting and really trying to quit, but in the last 2 weeks, I've cut down two-thirds to what I was smoking. I'm sitting here about to die for one now, but I'm going to wait. I got another hour and a half before I'm going to allow myself to smoke one, Steve.
It's all your life, haven't you?
A year ago, I just decided I was going to quit. And I quit and stayed quit for a little over three years. And I'd bought an old truck, and I'd went down to Spartanburg to pay my taxes on it. And it was the week before Christmas. And I was coming back down 29 from over there at Hillcrest. And this lady had stopped in front of me and was going to turn in this apartment complex. And she was waiting on the car to pull out. And I heard tires squealing, and I looked through my rear view mirror, and that's the last thing I knew. This girl had hit me in the back in her daddy's brand new Isuzu Trooper, totaled her the Isuzu and my truck, and knocked me into the car in front of me that was stopped, tore it up pretty bad, and it was drizzling rain, and when I come to, it knocked me out. But when I come to, I got out with this old colored lady that was driving the car in front of me. I went over and got under her umbrella with her while we were waiting on the highway patrol, and she lit up a cigarette, and that thing smelled so good. I said, ma'am, could I get a cigarette from you? And when I left the scene, I went and bought me a pack of cigarettes and been smoking since.
KN4VWA. Well, you need to do like you did back all those years ago and just go cold turkey, bud, if you can. Just stop. That's what I did. Of course, now I'd weaned myself down to about a pack every 10 days. And finally, the doctor looked at me and said, well, what are you smoking for? You ain't smoking enough to make no difference on anything. Just quit. Put them down. And I did.
The time I was in the hospital with that broke neck, it didn't bother me about not smoking or nothing. And I went, good grief, about 4 months, 5 months. But when I, quick as I got out of the hospital, I stopped and bought a pack.
About all the radio equipment you could have bought, you didn't spend it on them cigarettes.
Thinking about that, Steve, I was thinking the other night, if I quit smoking cigarettes, by the time Shelby comes around, I can save enough money to get me an amp.
more important to you, blowing smoke or throwing smoke with an amp?
I ain't looking for a big one. I'm looking for something put out about 800 watts be a plenty for me.
Oh, that's what I'm running, an 811H, Ameritron 811H, and it just works good.
She's all upset now. She's trying to make me move all my radio equipment in the house. She don't like me being down here by myself all the time. I'm all right down here, Steve. I know better than be out there climbing trees or climbing a tower. I got more sense than that.
Well, she just worries about you.
I wish she could buy me a nap.
Well, there you go. Well, could be the alternative. She wouldn't care nothing about you.
I don't know what I'd do without her and my grandson. I don't care if I'm down here on HF till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. When I go up there and go to bed, no sooner than I get in bed, I hear them feet coming down the hallway. And he'll open my bedroom door. He won't cut the light on. He'll just open the door. Papa, are you all right? Did you take your medicine?
An inspiration to quit smoking there, Walt. I don't know what is, buddy.
He throw these. I got 8 cigarettes left. I'm going to make them do me till tomorrow. But you're going to make me throw them out the door now.
What? The only problem I had when I quit smoking was my food tasted so good. And I put on some weight.
How you doing with them blood clots, Steve?
The doctor on Wednesday, and he looked me over. You know, my usual checkup. And he took my blood pressure and did my cholesterol and all that stuff. And he is about 48 years old. And I'll be 66 in October. And he just looked at me and shook his head. I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "You make me sick." I wish mine was that good.
Great. That's great, see? Well, I'm going to sign off of here and waiting on my daughter to get home now. I'm getting hungry. Or either I'm going to have to fix me a sandwich here just a little bit. So I'll be clear on your final. KN4 BWA K4 OIM 73, Steve.
Hey, Walt, I'd love to hear you run on the radio a good while longer. Maybe we can do a little more wheeling and dealing. So do what them doctors tell you, buddy. And I'll talk to you again soon. KN4 BWA, I'm clear.